Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us this morning is Carl Setzer. He's a commodity risk analyst with AgVisor. Hello, Carl. How are you?
I'm doing great, Shauna. How are you today?
Good. You come to us from Michigan. How are things in Michigan regarding coronavirus, Carl?
I tell you, they're interesting. Let's put it that way. We're sitting here in Michigan actually is the fifth highest state in the United States right now as far as cases and deaths. And you don't think of Michigan being that way, but, our population is highly condensed to the southern part of the state. And we have Detroit, which is, there's export terminals, Detroit, and then we get the Toledo market underneath it. So that's where a lot of the cases are centered at. And really, you start to look at things, it's from an agricultural point of view, it's really gotten kind of interesting. Obviously agriculture can still remain open, but the movement has really slowed down, especially in the last week to 10 days here. Farmers not wanting to deliver, not wanting to bring in corn, not wanting to sell corn, soybeans, or wheat. And this is really coming right ahead of the planting season. So we have a lot of farmers starting to look at, what that means for planting, what they're going to have to do moving forward. So it's really shook up the ag economy out here and really started to put a strain on some of our end users, mainly the ethanol market, which is already under pressure that we've heard about consistently, but a little bit more pressure on that because, even if they wanted to, farmers just not moving corn right now. Everybody kind of just hunkering down, which hopefully will slow down the spread of this and we can get everything back to normal.
Yeah, sooner than later, right?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for because, right now, we're sitting here staring at the 1st of April. Planting season is right in front of us, and that is the next big question. What will this disease mean for, what will it mean for the movement of inputs that we need, fertilizer, chemicals, seed? And, that's not just out in Michigan here, but that's across the entire Corn Belt. Everybody's looking at that. And that's the next big case we got to look at.
Mm-hmm. What about prices for those inputs? Have you heard much there, Carl?
Really, so far, I have not heard that anything is getting out of line yet. But we haven't seen the huge demand, the spike in demand. There were some higher prices built in because, the acreage projections and the seed demand, some of the chemicals and fertilizers that were maybe in a little bit shorter supply, we've seen a bump in. But nothing that's really making headlines yet, and nothing that is really to the point that would, we would consider a change, that it would change any of the outlook on acreage or production that we have so far.
Okay. And we have some USDA reports coming out here this week. What should we know there, Carl?
We do. And when these come out, all attention is going to be on the acres right away, Shauna. It always is. Farmers are always interested in acres and what's going to be planted. You got to take the planted acreage numbers with a grain of salt.
Eric will be right back with more.